December 5th, 2003, it's the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
from Pedro show, December 5th, 2003, Friday in Pedro. Dark already, and it's only 5:20.
Yeah, trippy.
But that's the way winter is, Matt.
Yeah, that's the way it works around here.
Coming up on the shortest day of the solstice.
Pretty close. Yeah, couple weeks. Cool part is we get the cool sunsets in the wintertime because the sun shifts to south a bit.
It was gray this morning pedaling. Man, my bike is so much better now that I got the lower bracket rebuilt. Third time. Well, third lower bracket. Second time rebuilt because it came with a new one. That's where your pedal is, that big Baron. And I wear them out pedaling by the sea and there's so much play. It was throwing the chain when I switched gears and shit like that. So much better now.
So the custom seat's cool?
Oh, I love this seat. No fucking with the Johnson. Just two pads on the ass cheeks and it's way happening.
And it's a trip. I never saw one of those.
Now, yesterday I was paddling. Yeah, I got online. Some cat floated a link to me, email. Checked it out and I got it.
Sweet.
It's best. I thought I was going to have to quit pedaling, but new lease on pedaling. Yesterday I was paddling and go out by the one mile buoy and there's like 20 seals on the side of it in the water, all laying on their bellies, all laying on their backs, sunning their bellies with their fins hanging out of the water. So trippy. They hear me coming. They're all swimming around me, under me, alongside me, tripping out on me, poking their heads up. Like, who is this creature? They didn't harm me. Big yellow teeth. Paddled around, took some shots. Went towards Furman, then Royal Palms, came back, and a fin came right up in front of me. Dolphin. Whoa. Paddled.
Those big slow closer. Ones. Dark.
Up and down. And all of a sudden, four more. There's five of them. And so I'm paddling with them. They don't really come too close right up to me, but they go in front of me, and then alongside me, and then behind me. You know, with the up and down. When I'd stop paddling to get a shot, they would stay under. They only came up when they heard my splashing. Yeah. Again, probably wondering who's the strange creature.
Cool, another creature in the picture.
Yeah, but I didn't have the power on the camera, so all the shots I was taking, only got one shot, but it was as a pelican was flying over, so I got a dolphin and a pelican.
Oh, cool.
Same shot. And because of the sun, it's hard to see the screen because of the glare through the plastic case. It's in a marine case. Also got my radio. I got two-way marine radio now, waterproof unit in Voyager, all the marine band emergency. You know, I'm out there by myself, and
no little GPS built
I can
in.
Tell these cats I'm being eaten. Reminds me of like on the freeway, you know, where you see the burn marks on the side of the road. They're always by the call boxes. Like you catch fire, pull over, man. Get into the box ain't gonna help. Every second that you're burning, you know, carry a fire extinguisher. But, you know, what are you going to do? You know, get to the box and tell them to send a fire truck or what, you know.
Cleanup crew.
Because they're always right by there. Yeah, the cleanup crew. I remember seeing an ad in the recycler for a Ferrari. Only $5,000. 308. But it said, burn to the ground. Electric fuel pumps, keep pumping. Okay, we just heard, we start off the show with John Coltrane with Eric Dolphy on board, along with the classic quartet, doing Miles Mode, a live thing, from, I think it's 63. Oh, yeah, we tried to decide this a couple of weeks ago. They don't give you the date. I think it was 63.
Mystery Jam.
Yeah, Mystery Jam and Mystery Place, too. I don't know where it was recorded.
undisclosed location.
Oh, here it is. Is the Blue Cornet in Brooklyn. Dave Reese is reading in Brooklyn Sunday.
Cool. Hey, Dave.
Yeah, remember? Get You On. Or yeah. My Incredible Fighting Technique is Unstoppable, his new book. So he's reading all around the place, but Sunday I know he's in Brooklyn, where he lives.
Hometown gig.
Shout out.
Cool.
He wrote me an email saying he really dug being on the show and really dug holding D. Boone's guitar.
Oh, bitchin'.
Playing on it and seeing that painting of his from Project Murph.
That's cool.
And we heard this loop that Stephen Droz made. Stephen plays guitar and keyboards for Flaming Lips. And he took the first note of India, Coltrane song, and made this loop. He says he goes to sleep, conks to it, you know. Pretty wild. Thank you, Stephen.
Yeah, that's cool.
This cat's in the news. I'm going to play next. By the time I get to Phoenix, I'll be Borracho. Now, we ain't got that tune, but we do have this one. Watt for Pedro Show.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another. I hear you singing in the wire. I can hear you through the whine. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. And want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
Watt from Pedro show. That was some live Minutemen there from 1985. Safari Sam's in Huntington Beach, courtesy of Gil. Thank you much, Gil. That was Please Don't Be Gentle With Me and God Bows to Math. God Bows was the words were written by Jack Brewer, and Please Don't Be Gentle was his cousin. Jack? Joe. His cousin Joe. Jack's cousin Joe. Jack Brewer's Saccharine Trust.
Is Jack going to be coming over one of these shows soon?
Yeah, he wants to be a guest really bad.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Victor, too.
Cool.
Got a few people lined up. Coming aboard, joining his brother Matt.
Cool.
Next shows. Victor's got a lot of good stuff from overseas in Mexico. And Jack Brewer, of course, will probably have lots of Jack Brewer. And Doors. And, yeah, some other folks, too. Before Minutemen, we had Meeting of the Spirits, Mahavishnu Orchestra. All you fusionites out there, you know. Actually, they're one of the few fusion things I like. They were intense. I saw them during the Birds of Fire tour. Wow, were they incredible.
Where was
original
that? Where'd you
see lineup. That? Long Beach Arena.
Oh, wow.
Pure Food Drug Act opened up. It was a trippy gig. It was curtained off. Got these new glasses. They're bifocal, so I'm getting used to them. My reading thing was just getting too lame. Tiring me out, and I read a lot, so I had to get on it. A new thing to adjust to. They're a little smaller. Wanted to get round ones, but all they don't make them. All they got is these fucking oval, trendy shit things. They're kind of round. As round as I could find them, and small. Before Bobby Snow Orchestra, we started with Glenn Campbell's Wichita Lineman. Now, Brother Matt, you saw a picture of him, huh?
Yeah, man, he looked haggard and pretty...
You look kind of beat up?
Pretty wild-looking character.
Set for the beat down?
Didn't quite recognize him at first.
You think he's doing some belt loot in jail? I heard he was singing. I just read the thing on the internet. I didn't see any pictures.
Got a kick in the... Kick the cop in the huevos?
Whoa. Whenever he took blows for that. What I read was he was singing Rhinestone Cowboy. Kept asking everybody at the jail, don't you know who I am? All equal under the law.
What a night.
Anyway, here's some pop group. Thanks to Scott for sending me this from Japan. I've had the album since it came out, but it's so scratched up, and they reissued it in Japan, and this cat named Scott sent me a CD. So Righteous, pop group, Watt from Pedro Show.
don't smoke.
We don't drink.
I want.
We want you to think.
Clean cut American kids.
Circumcised and socialized. Society's clean.
The A-hole maypole America's team. I don't drug.
As my rubber duck.
I want.
Come on, how about a hug?
No. Of American girls.
Lying, crying, Soviets D-T-E-E.
Now whirl away, girls, whirl away, girls.
Home team.
One, two, three, four, five. Take a dive.
No.
We're gonna win.
We're gonna win.
We're going in. I'm going to finish.
Watt from Pedro Show. Whoops, got to turn that down. We had something weird go on there. We had a song stop, so I had to go to the next one. And then I finished off the song. Here, let me tell you, that what you just heard was Bellini with Conflict Between the Fire and the Wet Wood. And before that was Raymond Pettibone with his Twinkle Twang album. We Want You to Think. But before Raymond was actually Bellini doing that Conflict Between the Fire and the Wet Wood. Maybe the equipment is going a little haywire.
A little wet wood.
One too many Burning Man forays. Before that we had, let me see here. Valuable Duck Floats Through Lily Pond by the Double U. And a live version of Beer Drinkers and Hellraisers by the Meat Puppets. When was that recorded? Let's see here. October 1985. So it's around the same time that Minuteman stuff.
Cool times.
And we started off with Words Disobey Me by the pop group.
What about there? Got a couple edits or something?
Yeah. We got the end of the first hour, December 5th, 2003 edition, Watt from Pedro Show. Was that the pizza man?
Yeah.
That's what I smell.
Yeah. Ooh.
So Brother Matt ordered Pete's. We're going to chow. Second hour here. So, hold on there a sec.
Last puff.
Hold tight. Hour two coming up next. December 5th, 2003. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
Watt from Pedro Show. That was Don Fleming off that Captain Beefheart tribute record that I gave a track to and housed myself like a prisoner. That was Don Fleming doing Three Mouths in the Mirror. I think I played our tune, Dirty Blue Jean, a few shows back. It's an intense tune to do. I had the great joy of playing with Nels this last weekend up in the Bay Area, a town I never played before, Fairfax, about 10 miles from San Rafael, and then San Francisco. Some trippy banyan stuff. 2.5 hours of playing. Something. We're talking about getting that record done. I think we will this winter. I wrote them some more tunes for it, too. Anyway, we started out the second hour with The Secret Everything by the Minx. And now, I have to let you know I'm very pleased to have on board Brother Matt with this spin cycle.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. That was the lead track off Iggy Pop's new record. A tune called Little Electric Chair. Ron Ashton on the guitar. His brother Scotty on the drums. Ron on the bass, too. And I was going to play with him on the 12th, but other things have prevailed. And I play with him again in Japan come March. So, kind of disappointed, but I understand. And so does Ron Scotty. He's going to play with his Trolls band at the record company's request. After Brother Matt's spin cycle, we played The Pigs Versus the Kids by Giant Haystacks. And then Floridian Towel by the Leals, something off King Coffee's label, and Per Jones. And, Iggy Pop. Well, we're at the end of the second hour Watt from Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour three. December 5th, 2003. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show. Here's part two of the incredible adventures of Jack Flanders.
And now for today's thrilling adventure, the jungles of Zamboura. Our hero, Jack Flanders, received a mysterious package delivered in the dead of night. Upon opening the package, he found a large, overstuffed green velvet chair. When Jack sat in the chair, he found himself in another realm where great three-masted flying ships sailed the skies. After an incredible battle with pirates, Jack was carried off by a Fromborg, a fierce winged reptile. And the next thing he knew, he was back in his living room. It's now the following evening. A church bell tolls the midnight hour. Jack paces the room.
There's something about you, Chair. I think maybe you serve as a doorway into another world. But what the hell are you doing here in my living room? All right. I'll sit down. But this time it's of my own free will.
Jack sits in the overstuffed chair. He sinks way down into the soft green velvet cushions.
Well, how can something so creepy be so comfortable? I think it's breathing. I have the feeling I'm walking again. Voices. Vague, ghostly shapes. I seem to be moving right through them. They have no substance.
Here, watch where you're going there, Locke.
I'm sorry. Is this a port?
Aye, 'tis a port of sorts.
A port of sorts?
Now, what else would she be with sky galleons moored to this mountain wall?
Well, is that the... It is. It's the Blue Swallow, isn't it?
That it is, lad.
Is Captain Swallow around?
He be below decks. You wish to see him?
No. But Owl Eyes, is he here?
The helmsman? Nay, no longer, lad.
He left?
Lost. Overboard. In the dead of night.
How strange.
It is that, aye.
Oh, Jack Flanders, aye?
Captain Swallow.
And where's me Frumble?
Well, I don't know exactly.
I don't know exactly.
Well, it just sort of carried me off.
What, carried you off?
Well, yes.
And you don't remember what you did with it?
I don't know what happened to it.
No, you don't know.
Look, it was a cannonball from that pirate ship. It hit the cage and let the thing free.
And the damages they wrought to me ship. Does he know what that cost me?
But he will.
Aye, and it takes 10 years before the master work off the damages he wrought, but work it off he will.
Well, thanks for the job offer, but
what the nets on him, lads?
What? Help!
The cook needs a helper. Hoist him up high there.
Help! I'm being shanghaied.
Drop him in the hole.
Yay!
Cast off the line.
The mooring lines are cast free. The wingsmen man the slow, undulating movements of the great wings. The huge sails catch the wind. And once again, the mighty merchant galleon sets forth into the starry night. The ship silently glides through the night sky, while below deck, Jack sweats away in the galley. Just before dawn, he creeps back up the ladder onto the deck. The sweet scent of a Havana cigar flares his nostrils. He looks upwind, and there, standing above the aft cabin, is the mysterious child known as Little Frida.
I had a feeling you might be around.
Yeah.
Do you know where we're sailing for?
The jungles of Zamboura.
Really?
You know, Dr. Missoula's on board.
I had a dream about him.
Really?
Yes.
What, Dr. Missoula? Was it a nice dream?
No.
Oh, tell me the dream.
Well, it was pretty creepy.
I love dreams.
Tell us the dream.
Well, I dreamt I saw Dr. Missoula crawl out of the belly of a demon. Yeah.
Oh, you mean a demon gave birth to Dr. Missoula? Neat dream.
No, it wasn't that. I dreamt I was sitting in that green velvet chair of mine when, well, the chair suddenly turned into a frombork and I was sitting on its back.
Wow.
It was night. I was hanging onto the furry neck and, well, here's the dream.
The moon is set. It's getting light in the east. There's a thin veil of mist covering the valleys. The peaks of the hills are like, they're like islands floating in a sea. What's that?